Doctors of the future. The doctor of the future, as does the metaphysician of today, will give no medicine but will interest his patients in the care of the human mental being, in care of the mental human being, and the prevention of illnesses. And the doctor can well afford to do that, because that's where it all is. Science today is looking into all sorts of areas of what's going on in the mind, what's going on in the body, how they are interrelated, how they're correlated one with the other, and how they respond one with the other. And as the doctors are studying this, as the scientists are studying this, as the great thinkers of all time are putting their mind to this aspect of life, we have found that it is more the cause and effect of mental attitudes than it is of the physical experiences of life. We have thought that we can have our human hygiene as beautiful as it can be, and yet it is only our mental hygiene. For until we have our mental hygiene in 100% shape, we will always be experiencing some of the physical things that distress us, some of the physical things that cause us to be unhappy, that cause us to be not harmonious with our world. And what are we going to do about it? How are we going to look into it? How are we going to study it? How are we going to understand it? How are we going to apply it? Well, the less we know about the mind, the less we know about the physical body, the less we know about the hygiene of the world, the better it is for us. For we merely put a cause in motion that says all is in divine order. And we have no idea what divine order is, except it's good. We have no idea what wholeness is, except it's good. We have no idea of any of these things. And yet, when we put a cause in motion that is mental, when we put a physical, mental cause in motion, the physical body follows right after that mental cause. And we say, all is in divine order. We say, every cell of my body is ideal. Now, how was each cell created? How was each cell brought forth into our bodies? It was brought forth as a perfect idea. And as this perfect idea is, it needs to be replicated again and again and again by our thought. As we say, every thought of my mind, of my body, of my soul, of my being is a divine thought, is a beautiful thought, is an uplifting thought, is a spiritually illuminating thought. And when we put that kind of a thought into our mind, into our soul, into our being, then that is just what we experience. The doctors of tomorrow are not going to be bothered by the things that are being done by the doctors of today. The doctors of today are coming up with all sorts of things, better diet, better hygiene, better food, better things that we have in our being. And these are all coming forth with better health and better experiences in our life. And that's not really what it's all about. When we put the perfect cause in motion, when we return to our spiritual force, our spiritual dynamics, then we bring forth that wholeness in our body, which is always there. But we bring it forth because we give it attention. We give it the realization that it is all that matters for us, that our wholeness and mental attitude of body, mental attitude of attitude of world, of experiences, of things that go on in our world, that mental attitude is all that matters. It's all that matters. And nothing else makes any difference to us. Nothing else makes any difference to anything in the world, except where we put the cause in motion by our mental apparatus saying all is in divine order. All is in perfect order. All is in beautiful order. All works divinely now. And the more and the more and the more that we say that, the more that we experience just that, the more that that is our reality, The more that that is the wholeness that we are, the more that that is the only thing that makes any difference. When doctors are no longer interested in health, they're no longer interested in trying to find cures for the causes and effects that are going on in our body and our mind, and rather put a cause in motion in our mind, in our body. And that cause and that effect that we want in emotion is that all is in divine order right now. All is beautiful right now. All is fantastic right now. And that's all that matters. That's all that makes any difference. Now, what makes a difference to you? What makes a difference in your life? What makes a difference in your daily experiences? When your little children go around saying beautiful things about themselves and their world and the people that they're in their world, those are the experiences they have. They experience a beautiful world. They experience beautiful things. They experience themselves as being divinely magnificent. That's what we want to do, isn't it? That's what we want to be. That's what we want to go. That's how we want to live our life, to live in that wholeness. We say, every cell of my body is ideal. Seven words. Every cell in my body is ideal. Seven words. And if we're speaking for someone else, we say, you, John, Mary, Paul, Jean, whomever you may be, my son, my daughter, my spouse, I surround you with every cell in your body being ideal right now. I surround you with the consciousness that every cell in your body is ideal right now. I surround you in my consciousness that in your life you're experiencing that because I'm your creator. Because I put causes into effect for me and for you and for all the world. For I create this world I live in, and the cause I put in effect for this world I live in is peace and balance and harmony and love. The cause I put into effect for this world that I live in is goodness, beyond all imagination, goodness. And that goodness is so fantastic, so wonderful, so glorious, so absolutely beyond imagination, that it is all that matters. It's all that matters, and it's what I am. And it's all that I am. That's the doctor of the future. The doctor of the future is as the metaphysicians of the present day do it, speaking their word and saying, all is in divine order. The metaphysicians of the present day are saying, all is in divine order. All is in wonderful, purposeful direction for everything that we choose to have in our life, have in our experience. And it's up to us to have that right now. It's up to us to make that. It's up to us to realize it and be it and know it and live it. And because we live it, know it, be it, and have it, we are enjoying every moment of it fully, completely, beautifully, magnificently now. It's up to us. Are you ready for the doctor of the future? You are the doctor of the future. You are your own doctor, your own metaphysician. You are your own one who creates the world about you in its ideal form. And so I say to you today, create the world about you in your ideal form and say that you are the metaphysician of today speaking your world. You are the metaphysician of today speaking your world as the doctor, that all is in divine order, that all is beautiful, that all is perfect, that all is fantastic, that all is glorious, that all is good, that all is done now. Right now, the ideal is manifest right now. It always was, always will be. It is manifest right now. I call that forth in my experience. I call that forth in my life. I call that forth in everything that I do, because that's all that matters. And that's all that ever will matter. So, what is it that is the medicine of the future? It's the good thoughts of today. What is it that is what the metaphysicians do to bring forth truth and right action in the world? They speak their word and they say, all is in divine order now. Every cell of my body is divine. Every cell of my body is ideal. Whatever its ideal purpose may be, its ideal form may be, its ideal reality may be, that's what I am. And that's all I ever want to know or need to know. And when I do that, I have put the medicine of tomorrow, the doctor's activities of tomorrow, in function in my body, in my affairs, today and forevermore. Know that I do that because I love you. I love you. I love you.